licenses. But then the allegations, there's about 20 different things that were added. And certainly if they had the substantiation for that, that would have been attached. Because when they talk about the 23 pages, most of it is half of its statutes. And certainly they could have something to substantiate all these investigations that they say are ongoing. So we would request that the Bonanza license be reinstated, and they can, as Mr. Brown pointed out, they can file the complaint. There's a statutory time that has to be complied with, and we'll be right back here, but with the actual witnesses and with the actual documents and with the actual evidence that they say is supporting all this. And they certainly, they've done this investigation, they have it already, and for their own reasons didn't attach it to this packet. And so we'd request that the business license be reinstated pending the formal complaint procedure, which it sounds like they could have ready to go on short notice. So thank you, commissioners.
All right, thank you. So I'm gonna look back to my commissioners again. Commissioner Gilman, I don't know if your opinion has changed. If it has, feel free to say something. If not, I believe your last statement of standing with the sheriff's office.
My support is for the sheriff's decision to suspend.
Fair enough, thank you, sir. Vice Chairman Mitchell.
I think where I'm at is that I don't find anything wrong with the temporary suspension. I don't have any issues with that. I think the right thing to do is to move towards a formal hearing to vet out this stuff and decide whether a suspension continues, a revocation, or whatever. I mean, to figure out if there's something to this. To me, the only question that's up in the air is whether to reinstate while that process is working through. I see a compelling interest for businesses to be able to operate, to not be closed down in peak tourism season. I also do see some of the concerns that have been expressed. I guess one of my questions, if you'll allow it, for Mr. Loomis, is he mentioned kind of a list of some things that were reasons not to reinstate the license. Mm-hmm. And I guess the question is, do we have a way of partitioning out any of those that deal exclusively with the Delta, because we're not considering that at this point? How many of those are Delta issues and not necessarily Bonanza issues? And secondly, is it our responsibility, putting aside, is it good for the community in a kind of a general sense, is it our responsibility to enforce liquor distribution practices? Is it our responsibility to enforce labor laws? And where do we stand as far as that? What's our scope as a liquor or business license board to consider those things or not consider those things when we're looking at should someone be allowed to operate a business?
I'm not going to play attorney. Mr. Loomis, have the floor.
Would you repeat the first part of that question?
So the first part of the question is it possible for us to
separate Delta out and the Bonanza?
Delta and Bonanza from those issues that you listed.
The Delta does not have a business license at present because they did not pay their business license fees. That is not what the suspension is for. The suspension is targeted on the Bonanza, which did pay their business license fees and their other fees. So they are entitled to operate except for the fact that there is a suspension in place imposed by the sheriff's office. And I would analogize this somewhat to a criminal process in which a person is arrested for a crime. Let's say it's a felony. The next step in the process typically is a preliminary hearing to determine, is there any reason to hold this person to answer for a crime? And the standard of evidence at a preliminary hearing is slight or marginal evidence. We're not trying to prove anything at that point. It's just to prove, just to show, yeah, there's a reason to hold them. And I think we're looking at, in this situation, to something analogous. We're saying, okay, the sheriff's office went out and temporarily suspended the ability of the Bonanza to continue in business. Now, this is more along the lines of the preliminary hearing process where we're saying, is the action of the sheriff in imposing that temporary suspension arbitrary and capricious, which is not a very high standard. It's did they do something without any reason at all? Well, the investigative report says absolutely they had reasons. They had good reasons. And so they would, in my estimation, that's getting well past the point of an arbitrary and capricious act. It's not. And the question then becomes, okay, perhaps you have the ability to allow Mr. Malfitano to continue in business, but is that in the best interest of the county and the public? And based upon what's in that investigative report, it is not. And so I would submit it on that basis.
Okay. And I'm sorry to go back around to this, but I have a hard time from the report separating out if those issues are specific to the Delta and specific to the Bonanza, because there's no delineation within the report of which issues apply to which outfit.
Well, the non-payment, I would say that the specific issues are related to the Bonanza, to my understanding of the report at this point, because the Delta is already out of business for not paying their fees. I don't know if the, and I can't tell you whether the witnesses that were interviewed by Deputy Willett were previous Delta employees or not. I mean, if they were, if some of them were and some of them are Bonanza employees, I think that just reiterates the fact that he's not conducting himself in a legal and proper manner.
Sure. And the difficulty is there's direct reference to Delta and practices and issues at the Delta throughout the report. And so I can't discount that when I'm trying to figure out if there's good reason to continue a suspension on the business license of Bonanza.
So, I mean, if the evidence is that he was conducting his business in the same way in both locations, how does that change things?
So you're saying when we're considering what's in the best interest of the county in relation to the Bonanza, we're supposed to consider evidence about the Delta?
It's all about the way he conducts his business.
All right. Well, I'll tell you where I'm at. I believe that the right thing to do is to go through the formal process to get the complaint out as quickly as possible, to get written responses, and to get this on the calendar. I think 30 days or two meetings from now is probably the best time we can put that. If you agree, we get that on the calendar now. That should give enough time for notices, responses, everything to be done properly. And we're working towards something. I'm leaning towards allowing the Bonanza to resume operations in the interim, but of course it's a decision for the board.
Okay. Thank you, Vice Chairman. Is there any other public comment at this time, either in the courtroom or on Zoom? And anybody else from your...
Let me advise you that if... and Brian, Ms. Brown, perhaps you could indicate the impact of a 2-to-1 vote on a 4-person board, all of whom are elected officials, if you're familiar with that?
It'd have to be 3 to pass.
You're on mute.
Could you repeat the question, Mr. Loomis?
The liquor board is made up of 4 elected officials. The sheriff has recused himself because he is the person in charge of the ultimately in charge of the investigation that resulted in the suspension. So we have 3 remaining members of a 4-person elected board. If there were a 2-1 vote on that issue, what would be the outcome of that vote?
It's my understanding, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Ms. Langer, is that it would not pass.
So I think that we need to talk about.
Did I hear?
Yeah, that's my understanding of Robert's rules. Is
well, it's not Robert's rules. It's open meeting law.
Right. So we might want to take a break here for a minute and come back with a question on that. Because, well, it sounds like the suspension, based on what's going on, is a different issue than the actual question on whether he would continue with his business. Correct? There's two parts on this. It, from at least what I'm hearing.
That's the way I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we have the first part. Could we have a few minutes?
Please. We're going to go ahead and take a 8-minute recess.